Welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, October 13th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of legal news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Defense news breaks: DataVault AI, NASDAQ, DVLT, files federal lawsuit alleging market manipulation, defamation, and securities fraud. DataVault AI, NASDVLT, filed a federal lawsuit alleging securities fraud, defamation, and intentional tort tied to naked short selling and online misinformation. The complaint names unknown defendants and claims manipulative tactics, including spoofing, layering, and marking the close while spreading defamatory falsehoods on StockTwits and LinkedIn. Lead counsel Jacob Frankel stated the action aims to hold accountable those responsible for conduct that has undermined DataVault AI's stock, despite positive disclosures and strategic partnerships in 2025. DataVault AI is a leader in AI experience, valuation, and monetization of assets in the Web 3.0 environment, providing solutions for multiple industries. For more information, visit DataVault AI's website.
USCIS accepting new DACA applications amid ongoing court restrictions. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, is now accepting new initial DACA applications, but cannot process or approve them due to ongoing court restrictions. This development has many applicants seeking guidance from trusted legal professionals. Renewal applications for current DACA recipients are still being processed, while initial applications are on hold. USCIS will store these filings, but will not review or issue work authorization until further court direction. Advance parole for travel remains available on a case-by-case basis. The Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security are seeking to allow adjudication of new DACA applications outside Texas. Legal analysts anticipate the case may reach the U.S. Supreme Court in 2026 to decide DACA's future. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.